Albert Einstein once wrote, "All knowledge of reality starts from experience and ends in it." What he says is true in part. But there's one thing that experience doesn't teach us, that God is good at all times. If we just see God through the lens of experience, we'll accuse him of allowing school shootings and taking children out of the arms of their parents. At worst, God is a big bully who gets some kind of sadistic pleasure in messing with mortals. At best, he goes on vacation at the worst possible times and lets evil slip through. This leads many people to believe that there's no God at all. But then we hear from James chapter 1, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change." God is good and perfect in who he is and what he does. Experience gives us natural knowledge of God, but we only get the whole picture with the revealed knowledge of God from the Bible. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth. Then where does evil come from? From the corrupt hearts of people and the devil. Though we won't admit it, God sees that every intention of man's heart is only evil continually. But that also makes us who accuse God realize that we're members of the very evil we hate in the world. Lord, have mercy upon us. God's good work isn't just to obliterate evil. He works good in spite of evil. Revealed knowledge shows this clearest of all in the cross of Jesus. The evil desire of man to get rid of the Savior, God turned into salvation for all men. Believe in God through his Son, because this is his good and gracious will for you. Amen.